This is NPR.
Thanks, Rico. Good morning, everyone. Exit polls say Florida GOP voters had two big concerns on their mind when they went to the polls: the war in Iraq and the economy, not necessarily in that order. But it's that second issue that's got Congress working overtime these days. Yesterday, the House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly in favor of a $146 billion shot in the arm for the U.S. economy. The stimulus package now goes to the Senate with an appeal not to change or add anything that could slow down the bill's passage. Here's NPR's Debbie Elliott.
In a bipartisan 385-35 vote, the House approved a package of tax rebates and business incentives intended to infuse money into the U.S. economy. Under the bill, individuals would get tax rebates up to $600, couples $1,200, and an additional $300 per child. Businesses would get more tax write-offs for certain purchases. House leaders urged the Senate to quickly pass the bill, but the Senate Finance Committee plans to consider its own economic aid package Wednesday.
NPR's Debbie Elliott reporting. A couple international headlines now. The U.S. envoy to Kenya today said the violence sparked by the disputed national election there is clear-cut ethnic cleansing. Jendaye Fraser said the killings in the Rift Valley were aimed at chasing out President Mwai Kibaki's Kikuyu people. She spoke to reporters from Ethiopia, where she's attending the African Union summit. Yesterday, gunmen killed a key opposition lawmaker, and slums nearby exploded with violence as gangs set fire to homes and businesses owned by Kikuyus. The international community is pressuring Kibaki and his chief rival Raila Odinga to share power and end the crisis. Former UN head Kofi Annan is there mediating, but he has said that settling on a power-sharing deal could take as long as a year. More than 800 people have been killed since the December 27th election. And can an apology help ease generations of ethnic tensions? The Australian government hopes so. Yesterday, Australia announced that the government will issue an apology to the so-called stolen generations of Aborigines, the indigenous people of Australia. The issue has divided Australians for the past decade, and the new Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, made it one of his campaign promises last fall. But the apology falls short of the compensation that some Aboriginal leaders had been pushing for. From 1910 until the 1970s, around 100,000 mostly mixed-blood Aboriginal children were taken from their parents under state and federal laws, based on a premise that Aborigines were a doomed race and saving the children was a humane alternative. Finally today, internet search giant Yahoo plans to cut 1,000 jobs from its workforce. Yahoo's chief financial officer made the announcement yesterday. He said the cuts are part of an ongoing restructuring plan for the company. The cuts, about 7% of its 14,000 employees, will be made by next month. The announcement came after the company announced a sharp drop in fourth quarter profits yesterday, and company officials warned investors that the next year might be tough. But CEO Jerry Yang said Yahoo will counter its losses with heavy investing in advertising technology. That is the news. It is always online at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
Allison Enrico, back to you.
Good thing they took that exclamation point off after Yahoo.
Yeah, right. It's Yahoo. A little more of a semicolon
just
an ellipse.
Nick.
Rachel, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.